one off now.
And he was the tallest one. There they were long. Well, the one we had four. The
you can't change Talmadge's tall, can you?
Well, Talmadge is with
Talmadge's him. Right.
He's with us. These right. are the fellows. And Fulbright.
Get me Hartkin Fulbright right quick.
Thank you.
Foxy again.
Well, that's what Stanley told me over the phone. He was sitting in there watching it. What they did today was offer them one by one. You see, they didn't offer them in mass. They offered one on furs, another one on jewelry, and another one on cosmetics, and the boats changed.
Harry Bird told me he wasn't going to do anything except take Long's Gore's amendments today. Now, did Gore get any of his amendments up?
No. They haven't taken them up.
Was the committee agreement? Is that right?
Correct.
This was Gore's. Everything else was Gore's last night.
Well, Dirksen served notice at the end of the meeting last night that he was going to reopen the excise tax. That's what triggered the...
Johnson Williams brought about.
See, Williams got mad after this oil vote yesterday. And Williams had been all right on the first excise tax vote. Williams and Morton had voted against excises. Byrd had voted against it. And then we had these followed. The only ones we lost were Douglas Gore.